Hello! Welcome to the Nintendo Dreamcast, episode 97.
Yes, 97.
So working close our way up to 100. Be there by Christmas.
At this rate, we should be there by June, I think.
Hi, James. What's going on? How was your week?
It was great. We had a Magic pre-release followed by a Magic release, so this has probably been like the most tiresome week of my life. It's pretty awesome. Though I spend an average of like 90 hours a week here, this week it was like 120 hours. So,
wow.
It was fantastic.
You're probably loving this place right now.
I'm actually very sick of it. And I'm actually very sick of like playing games in general and just like the entire thing. So hopefully we start like making serious money sometime soon so I can just pay people and never come back. That's my goal.
Fair enough, fair enough. They say never do your hobby for a living.
Yes.
And you, Daniel?
I don't know. I got an email from Gamefly saying I could renew my subscription for.
Can you not hear?
Not hear me?
No.
Tilt your mic up a little bit, maybe.
There you go.
Can you hear him now?
Yeah.
Say something.
You know that if you guys are wearing the headphones.
I put the headphones on, but nobody else was, so I took them off.
I have my headphones on.
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah,
I can hear myself.
Problem solved. I don't know if you recalled when I first sat down, I put my headphones on, talked to the mic, and said, hey, sounds good.
Yeah, so this sounds good, and then took them off, yes.
Nice.
Is my mic work? Yeah. I think I made sure my mic worked.
Yeah, your mic works fine.
All right.
For now, until you forget.
Look at Danny's headphones stretched out like...
Yeah, but I got an email from Gamefly saying I could renew my subscription for $1 for the first month.
Danny, put those headphones on.
So I did that, and I got Wolfenstein Old Blood, and I've been playing that.
Oh, yeah? Is it any good?
It's all right. It's not. I don't think it's as good as original Wolfenstein, the other Wolfenstein game they made, but it's a lot shorter. I'm almost done with it.
Cool. Yeah, you guys should probably swap headphones. Danny was sitting there with the headphones to his ear because the cord barely reached.
That was not me. That was him.
And Ish.
Hi.
Tar. Ishtar.
How you doing? Yep. Didn't do much. Came in for the pre-release that James hosted Friday night, well, last Friday night, and made the mistake of driving to a Game of Thrones tournament in Indy the next morning.
Why?
I don't know.
I warned him not to do it.
It was a whole day of just crap.
But luckily, he shit the bed at both things, too.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been different if you'd like did well at one of them.
Yeah.
But you double shit the bed, man.
I did. I came in 25 out of 60 at the Thrones, and I was first elimination from the Magic pre-release, and I just bounced and went home. Slept for 3 hours, came back, and then drove for 2 hours. It was a fun day overall, but I'm just glad like the other guys were in the car to keep me awake. If not, I wouldn't have made it.
Have you noticed a strong decrease? Like I was going with Marvel Puzzle Quest really strong there, and then this week's just fucked my Marvel Puzzle Quest thing, but I'm about to make it up on this podcast, don't worry.
Okay, cool. I hadn't noticed. So you probably could have squeaked by without me noticing.
I mean, I'd log in and at least do one thing to get like the daily resupply or whatever. But
yeah, see.
Are there any giant rewards for the daily resupply?
I don't know. You don't play this game anymore, do
you? Yeah, yeah. Get you get
gold,
5-star characters.
Man, how many days do you need for that? I'm at like 400.
I think 360. I don't know. I don't know. I was up way higher than that when they introduced 5-stars.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Might be like every 180 days or something.
How many days are you on now?
390 something, I think.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. So, what you been playing?
I'm playing Marvel Puzzle Quest right now, as we speak, on this cast.
Oh, yeah.
And I've only played Marvel Puzzle Quest and Star Trek Timelines. So we just turned this into a shitty phone games podcast. That's all I play now.
As a returning Marvel Puzzle Quest player, what do you think of all the changes and
I haven't
upgrades?
Actually noticed any changes at all.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's been about a year since I played, but I don't know. I mean, I still move the bejeweled gems around.
Well, yeah, obviously the basic conceit remains the same, but they've they added 5-stars. I guess you don't see those where you're at right now.
I don't have any 5-stars, so I haven't really ran into that. And I guess like the daily Deadpool stuff wasn't around when I was here, and I log in and do it, but I don't know what it's supposed to get you other than just like 500 ISO. Is that it?
No,
it was way more than you.
It's like 3,700 ISO, and then
well,
two
I don't
tokens.
Think my characters are very high, so maybe I just kind of hit a wall after I do like the first two. And I never have like the required characters for half of them.
Yeah,
that's true.
You need the required character to unlock the But once you start getting more characters, it becomes way more useful.
I thought there was some dude that was dropping money in this alliance, so
yeah, he
got command points.
I think he dropped you got should have gotten 7 command points not too long ago.
Yeah, it's not 20, man. I need 20.
Well,
whoever this guy is, tell him to buy more shit.
You just missed a sale. They usually go buck wild on a sale.
I got Quake the other day from whatever that person bought when I got my command tokens.
Yeah.
What a shitty character to have in a game.
Yeah. Isn't it a character from the show?
Shield. The show? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't watch it, so I'm not too familiar.
She makes things shake a lot.
Ooh, Quake can make you shake.
Yeah. Speaking of Quakes.
I've mostly just been playing shitty phone games. I have dreams of taking a 3-day vacation sometime soon, which I will, and then I'll just barrel through Fallout 4 in 3 days.
No, you're not.
I'm going to. I'm going to do no side quests. I'm just going to barrel through main story quests so I can at least visit the Fallout subreddit again.
You won't be able to help yourself. You'll be like, what the fuck is in that building over there? And then you'll go into that building, and that'll lead to a different side quest. And
what have you been playing, Danny?
For the most part, I played Wolfenstein: The Old Blood.
What'd you think of that? That's the expansion, the DLC or whatever.
Yeah, it's a standalone. It's like a prequel because your mission is to you're actually invading Castle Wolfenstein to find the a folder that has details about where what was his name, General Deadhead's research facility is,
right,
which is the place you're storming at the beginning of the actual game.
Right.
So you like go in there and just shit goes bad, and it like it's like 8 chapters long. I'm on the 8th chapter right now, and it goes from being like fighting the castle, you're fighting a town, and eventually turns into like the worst zombie apocalypse game ever.
By that you mean it's not good, right?
It's got zombies in it?
Yeah, it's like, imagine like a zombie shooter game where you have like 400 ammo and like ammo's everywhere and they don't fire. They like slowly walk towards you. Like, this is just, like, I was playing it on like the second hardest difficulty, and when the enemies could actually fire guns at me, it was pretty difficult.
Yeah, that new Wolfenstein got like a bunch of 10s when it came out.
Old
like,
Blood?
Yeah, no.
The New Order.
The New Order.
Oh.
Like the first one.
Yeah.
It did really well in the reviews. And then that came out.
It was really hard, but it was really fun.
Yeah, I really liked that. I didn't play the Old Blood, though. I heard it was not good.
It's definitely passable.
Okay. What about you, Ish?
Marvel Puzzle Quest, Stardew Valley, and I've watched Charlie play a lot of Splatoon lately. That's about it.
Did you get yourself a wife in Stardew Valley yet?
Yeah. I married Robin, the...
Oh, God.
The local shopkeep.
She hot?
Yeah, she's a hot redhead.
All right.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's about the gist of my gaming capabilities lately.
What about you, Matt?
I've been playing Bubble Bobble. I downloaded the arcade game off the PSN with Cordelia. That game it still holds up. It's so much fun.
Still what?
It still holds up. It's super fun. Yeah, I mean... It's an arcade game, and one of those usually suck to play, like in a situation where you're not putting quarters in, but it's still a lot of fun. And I also played the only person here who's going to care about that just left.
No, I care. You underestimated the amount in which I care.
The Final Fantasy 15 demo.
Is that MMO or is that the next game?
That's the next game.
I like Final Fantasy. I like it quite a bit.
Oh, okay. I didn't think you liked Final Fantasy for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I like Final Fantasy IX. My personal favorite in the entire series is 12, which is really odd because a lot of people really hate that one. And I like 10 and then 3.
Did you play the Final Fantasy 15 demo?
No. Okay. I don't usually.
I thought I remembered you talking about it.
I was thinking about it, but I just never got around to it.
So anyway, I played through that. I unlocked a bunch of shit for Final Fantasy if I ever decide to buy it and play it.
Are you excited for Final Fantasy 7 and all 20 iterations of it?
No.
Episodic $60 games.
There is no way they're not going to fuck that up. It's already a clusterfuck.
Episodic $60 games, man.
Yeah.
Have you seen like how big like Final Fantasy 15 is getting though? It had like a 5 episodes prequel anime, and now it's getting like a movie
with like actors from The Walking Dead and stuff like that.
Before the game even comes out?
I don't know. I mean,
when's the game come out?
Not anytime soon.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it might be kind of soon. Like
the
May?
The demo came
I mean,
out?
Not like this month.
No.
But seriously, the demo's out and it's not anytime soon?
Yeah. The demo was pretty cool. It's kind of like Kingdom Hearts. Like you run around and you just slash at stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to play Bravely Default 2 or did you play one?
I played the demo for one.
Oh, never mind.
I really want to play one. I just haven't gotten around to it. Kind of falling behind on my 3DS games.
Me too.
Ugh.
As much as excited I was for Fire Emblem, I've got to like the last, like, I've got like four chapters left in Birthright and just hit a wall. Whereas a wall is I leave here and go to bed instead of play games.
My problem is my memory card's full and I don't want to delete anything. I need to go buy a bigger memory card for it, but it's kind of particular about what it takes.
On your 3DS?
Yeah.
Just because of all those shitty games you download.
I've deleted all the shitty ones. It's all the ones that I like that are taking up space.
I downloaded, I purchased Blue, like Pokemon Blue, because I never played the original ones. I'm like, I love Pokemon games. I want to do this. I played it for about 30 minutes. I'm like, this is the worst fucking game I've ever played.
Is that the yellow, red, yellow, blue? Is that the first ones?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, those are supposed to be pretty tough.
What didn't you like about it? It's just boring since compared to the
It's just like, it's a 20-year-old Pokemon game. Literally just a really boring game.
Yeah. They added all the exciting shit later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since they didn't have a Pokemon release this year, is there definitely going to be one this coming year?
Yeah, it's already been announced.
Okay, what's the name of it?
Sun and Moon.
Sun and Moon. Yeah.
Nice.
It's very exciting.
So I've heard that Emerald is like the best one to play.
Emerald?
If you're going to go back and play an old one.
Emerald Green?
Yeah, I don't know if that's true.
Okay.
I don't know. I think Fire Red and Leaf Green hold up pretty well. I think those are also Game Boy Advance games.
Aren't they just remakes of the original game, though?
Yeah, but Emerald is a remake of Ruby Sapphire.
Okay.
It's just like, it's like Ruby Sapphire hard mode, so it's like really, really difficult and grindy. I've played Emerald. I've played every Pokemon game now except for Red and Blue, I believe. And I haven't played Fire Red or Leaf Green, but I've heard that they're very, very like well made. They're just super expensive. So.
I think I have
like
one
Soul
of those.
Silver, probably the most out of any of them.
Soul Silver?
Yeah.
Which one was that for?
It's a DS.
DS, okay. So, yeah, that Final Fantasy XV demo was fucking weird. It randomly turns you into cars and monsters and shit.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, now, you're right. I don't care about that.
Cars.
Why? Yeah. Why? Why?
You're in the main character's dream, and you're him as a little kid, and you're running around. There's a pretty cool level where you go into, and it's like this huge, like, gala dining room in this really rich mansion with, like, toys and shit, and, like, you have to, like, jump on these blocks to get up to the top. It really reminded me a lot of Kingdom Hearts.
It's an interesting level for a demo.
Yeah.
The dream state.
Yeah. So you go through all that, you fight this big boss, and I don't know. I won't spoil it, even though the ending is dumb.
They dropped the Titanfall 2 teaser trailer today.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I still never played the original.
Apparently the Titans are going to have giant swords now. Not so much different from Cloud Sword in Final Fantasy VII.
Gundam.
Are they energy swords or metal swords?
Big old metal swords. It was a quick teaser that just kind of... It picked up where the last game left off, some kind of cutscene where a pod had crashed and then... It showed a Titan landfall right next to it, and then his sword like stuck into the ground.
I saw some teasers for Gears of War 4 too, coming out in like October or something like that.
I really like those games. Is it going to be Dom and Marcus again, or is it different people?
I don't know. Apparently, there's just statues of Marcus everywhere. I don't know if he's a playable character this time around. I think you play like two new people, if I
That's
remember
cool.
correctly.
You don't get to be Coltrane nah. or Baird.
Nah.
I think they played out their story pretty well.
Yeah.
On to the next generation.
Those games were so good.
I still have not played any of those games.
Oh, dude, you're missing out.
I rented them actually from Gamefly and played them all. Like, paid No, I didn't get them from GameFly. I got them when they were in the $5 bin at GameStop is what I did. But I played through them on easy and just played through for the story because I like the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've got like 6 hours of gameplay in them. So
The only one I haven't played is the last one, like Judgment or whatever, where you there's all the memory sequences or something like that.
I haven't played. I've just played 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, there was like two more.
There, yeah. Gears 1, 2, 3, Gears Judgment.
Wasn't there one more?
Not that I recall.
Okay, maybe it's just I thought there was one more unnumbered one. So I just haven't played Judgment.
Get a real high energy group here tonight.
Yep.
Huh?
It's been a pretty exhausting week for a lot of us.
Yeah, I'm pretty exhausted too.
So I also went to the same tournament with Ish last weekend and then did a pre-release afterwards in which I won.
Yeah, you did. Much congrats, dude.
Ish did.
Yeah.
Did you place better than him at the...
I did. What? No, it's just like three places down.
Oh, that's a shame. Then I could rub that in, too.
I'm winning Wednesday night. Bring it on.
Nice.
So what's in video game news? What's going on with the news?
I didn't... I'm sure there's a lot going on because... HTC just released their VR shit, and the Oculus just dropped, and like there's a whole bunch of VR games and VR game reviews out right now.
Really?
I don't care about any of that shit, so...
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
I've been seeing so many little like pop-up articles about like all the VR porn that's coming out nowadays.
What sites are you on that this is popping up?
Like 9gag... There's even like
some porn,
there's a couple of articles on it on Kotaku too, just like
teensnow.com.
They have those like moral articles like is virtual porn a good thing or not?
It's as good as any other porn.
What is 9gag?
At least Russian teenagers aren't getting enslaved to be in it, right? Cuz it's all are there real people in it? I don't know anything about it.
I think it's real. It's not.
Wait, are those Russians? Are they being enslaved? That makes it even hotter, man.
James is going to Teen Snow tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah. I don't know. So, yeah, none of that was super interesting. IKEA has a virtual reality app where you can like go and explore their store now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But you know, at least you can leave whenever you want, like the real IKEA.
I think that's one of the funniest little side stories to Deadpool, is them arguing over the IKEA furniture all the time.
The blind person trying to put together an IKEA chest of drawers.
Yeah. Aside from that, Back to the Future ride is closing on May 31st.
Why? It's never not relevant.
I know.
That's dumb.
October 21st, 2015, came and went. So,
I don't know. Do you think George Lucas has like final say on that shit?
Why would George Lucas have?
I mean, Robert Zemeckis.
It said the ride came out of a conversation with George Lucas. George Lucas had it with Steven Spielberg. I don't know if he's like involved in that or not.
No, I mean they did Star Tours at Disney World, and then they probably had a conversation with Spielberg. He's probably like, "You guys should do a ride too," and they probably did.
Okay.
But I don't know that for sure, but I'm like 99.9%.
No, it goes on to say something to that effect.
So. They always mention that Back to the Future probably won't ever be remade because Robert Zemeckis retained all rights to it.
Well, good.
After he made the movie.
That's what they said in that interview with him in that documentary.
There's an interview with John Carpenter, like, what do you think about the new Big Trouble in Little China? And he's just like, next question, please.
Yeah.
Which... Try to get him on the show, man. Where's Adrian Paul at, Ish? That was very serious. Why don't you just do that? What happened to the email FFG? Yep, exactly.
I start stuff and I don't finish it.
The what?
Just a big issue with the big Indy regional. Kind of pissed everybody off.
Ish, they're going to send an email or not. It's right there in the email with Adrian Paul. Send me like 10 texts. Like, give me this guy's email address.
Well, that's because they had all kinds of people asking for it, too.
Kiefer Sutherland, the voice of Big Boss in Metal Gear Solid 5, has released a country album.
Kiefer?
Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland.
Keither or Kiefer?
Kiefer.
Kiefer.
There's two.
There's not no Keith or something.
Donald Sutherland has two sons.
Keither.
Keither and Kiefer. Everybody knows that. He's got a twin.
Oh, God.
Have you not seen this?
But you didn't think it was
true. He's got a twin. Look it up.
He might have a twin, but his name's not Keith.
His name's Keith.
You didn't think his name was Keith this whole time, did you?
No,
like till just now.
K-E-I-F-E-R.
I know that. There's no.
But look it up.
Way.
There's Keither and Kiefer. They're twins.
That's amazing if it's true.
Anyway, it's.
Did you know that Keither was in Young Guns?
Kiefer was, yes.
No, Keither. They're twins, man.
They're not twins.
Look at the
dude, it's not. No,
Young Guns.
It's
Young
not
Gun,
true.
And Young Guns 2, it's Kiefer.
Shut the hell up.
No.
It is not true.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Was he misbilled?
Actually, isn't Keither Sutherland only in Young Guns 2? Or is he in Young Guns 1?
He's in
1?
Both. He plays Doc in both.
Does he?
Yeah. Anyway, I only listened to like one song from it. It was terrible. Say that as the only person on this panel that probably knows anything about country music. It was bad.
Was it in the character of Jack Bauer?
It was not. It was just him, like, depressed about a girl and singing in a dark bar.
Have you ever heard, damn it, who's the guy, my mind just blanked, in Memento, in Prometheus?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever known that guy's name.
Guy, right?
Michael Fassbender?
No. Guy, goddamn it, what's his name?
Just name every actor from Memento and Prometheus-ish.
It's not Guy Fawkes. God damn it.
I can't think of Memento. Prometheus is Fassbender is the robot dude.
The guy that plays Peter Weyland. The old...
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Have you never seen Memento?
No.
I have, but I don't know who Peter Weyland is.
You've never seen Memento?
No, he's the old guy that...
Have you seen Memento?
No.
You haven't?
Why would you watch all these shitty movies and then not watch Memento?
Next time you're tempted to watch a shitty movie, watch Memento.
That's Guy Pearce. Yeah. Well, Guy Pearce put out like a rock album 2 years ago, and it is fantastic. I'm joking. Like, it's an amazing album.
Okay.
You should look it up. Look up his music video. He did a music video about like it's like a series of like infomercials and where he like goes like slowly insane watching infomercials. It's a really interesting rock video. But
Memento is the one that happens in reverse, right?
No.
God damn it. It's just
he forgets everything all the time?
Yeah. He has a short-term memory disorder, so okay. He can't remember.
I think I might have seen it. Was
long-term memory, so memory
maybe
disorder.
Maybe you're suffering from memory loss.
Wouldn't be surprised.
But yeah. It was a fucked up movie at the time. I don't know if it holds up. I haven't seen it in a while.
It holds up. I watched it not too long ago, like 2 or 3 years ago. But it's No Pie, which is also a fucked up movie, which doesn't really hold up. I did watch Pie not too long ago. I was like,
Yeah.
The Fountain, though. Have you ever seen The Fountain?
I haven't watched either one of those.
It's the same director.
I've only saw Pie once, and I was like wrecked on mushrooms.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever watch Predestination?
No.
It's like a really fucked up time travel movie.
Man, you guys are just name movies I haven't even seen.
You should watch Fountain. It's another Aronofsky movie. It's got Hugh Jackman, and there's three stories going on at the same time. And the prime story, like the prime timeline, is Hugh Jackman works at like a cancer research center in like the Antarctic or whatever, and his wife's dying of cancer, obviously. And she is writing a book, which is the past timeline, because they keep going like to her story, which is the past timeline. And in the past timeline, Hugh Jackman is a conquistador, like coming to like Aztec America or whatever. And then there's future timeline, which is going on like after like everybody's like gone and dead, where Hugh Jackman plays like a Buddhist monk that's on this like sphere, like going through space that has like the tree of life on it. And he's trying to like, you know, like reincarnate his like wife or whatever.
Sounds like a fucked up Philip K. Dick novel.
Yeah, it definitely takes a lot from Philip K. Dick, but it is a fantastic fucking movie because it doesn't go like this is the one story, this is the other story, this is the third story. Like all three stories are told at the same time, so like the resolution of all three stories happen. But it's like in the past, like his wife is like the actress who plays his wife. I forget her name is like Queen Elizabeth of Spain that sends like the conquistador to like. And then he gets, like, to South America, and it's all, like, fucked up South America, or, like, human sacrifices, and, like, all the white people are killing, like, all the other people.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
But it's really good. It's very, you just want to sleep through the podcast.
This doesn't sound fascinating to you?
It sounds really good, actually.
Actually, I'm done talking about it. Keep going.
Was anyway, it called The Fountain?
Yeah.
It does sound awesome. I'm going to check it out. When did it come out?
like 2005, 2006 maybe. Okay. It's got a fantastic soundtrack.
It's not too long after Pi.
Is it on Netflix or anything?
I don't think so.
I'm going to look it up.
Cool. Wait, what are we doing? Oh, yeah, we were talking about Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then we started talking about Guy Pearce's rock career, which only talked about Memento, which was Aronofsky, so then I started talking about The Fountain.
I just got Hulu Plus, so I've been watching a lot of Criterion movies.
Yeah. You know what show I'm obsessed with, which is on Hulu Plus, is Destination Truth. Have you ever seen that show?
No.
Stop what you're doing right now. Okay, there's this guy. His name's Josh Gates. He's pretty much Indiana Jones, or that is the persona in which he depicts himself on TV. But he's like reasonably intelligent and funny, and he talks about just like sci-fi and nerd movies, but he's like in the jungle. And so he started this show called Destination Truth, and he's like, I'm tired of all, like, you know, like, search for Bigfoot. So, like, he goes and he has his team, and they just go search these, like, shitty fucking, like, myths. Like, Cambodian ghost dog. I'm like, fine, let's go find the Cambodian ghost dog.
Oh, you know, I think I've seen a couple episodes of that.
It's really, really entertaining, because he does, like, thorough research, and they'll go and they'll, like, interview people. And it's really funny, because he's, like, talking to, like, this guy. He's like, I've seen the Cambodian ghost dog. He's like, you've seen the Cambodian ghost dog. Yeah. He's like, I think that maybe this probably doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, some people get super butthurt, but it's really awesome. Like, it does a lot of, like, exploration. Like, he's part of the Explorers League, and he's got a new show that just came on Netflix that is called Expedition Unknown. Instead of supernatural stuff, he does, like, buried treasure or that kind of shit. But the episode I watched last night was awesome, because I guess there's this buried treasure, like, in Missouri or something, or, like, some redneck place. And there's this guy who claims he found the found that he has the clues to finding this lost treasure on a copy of the Constitution. In the copy of the Constitution, the top has been ripped, and he says that it was ripped because it was, like, a topographical map. And so he's like, all right, let's go find this treasure that's clearly on your, like, copy of the Constitution with the top ripped, like, mountains. And so, like, they, like, get geared up for, like, a 4-day, like, expedition into, like, the Appalachians, and he's just like, please lead the way. But it's hilarious, because, like, he'll be like, all right, man, I think we go to this river, and I raise the Constitution up, and if it matches up with the mountains behind it, and he's like, he does, like, over voices, like, he, like, turns to the camera and, like, do things like, this might be the dumbest fucking thing. It's pretty sweet.
That sounds awesome.
They have, like, metal detectors. Like, the metal detector's like, oh, man, the metal detector's going off, and, like, he, like, starts saying, he's like, oh, look, it's a can of Spam in the middle of the Appalachians. But, like, some of them, like, they've actually found stuff that's been really, really cool. Like, they did one where they went to cenotes, which are, like, the underground caves in Mexico. That, I guess, is this boring, you guys? Sorry.
No, not at all.
Well, the Aztec Empire, like, when they found, like, is it Chichen Itza?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, however you say it. But one thing they noticed about the, like, Aztec Empire is, like, it's the biggest major empire that wasn't built, like, all its cities weren't built on rivers. Like, there's no rivers. It's because they have the cenotes, which are, like, the underground, like, aquifers, like, all throughout Mexico. Have you ever seen the things where they do, like, the cave diving?
Yeah.
They go down, like, mile. Like, there's just all these, like, underwater caves. I guess the sea level has risen on them, like, significantly by, like, 70 feet. But they have dudes that they will get up in, like, cave diving gear, and they go down and, like, see what they can find. It's pretty horrifying, because they do one, and they're like, let's go, and it's just, like, human skulls and bones and, like, murder weapons. They're like, this was clearly a sacrificial pit, but it's really, really cool. It's a good show. You guys should watch it.
That's cool.
What's that one called? Expedition?
Expedition Unknown, and it's on Netflix. It is an awesome show. The whole, like, cave diving thing is really terrifying to me, because they go down, like, in these caves, and you have to, like, they're like, all right, like, when they're, like, swimming, you can't, like, when it's in a tight space, you can't let your, like, fins or whatever hit the bottom, because it kicks up all the dirt, and then the, like, cave becomes, like, totally opaque, because you can't see. And they're talking about, like, the people that, like, die cave diving. I'm like, that's a horrible way to go.
Oh, God.
Because you lose
sense orient. Of direction. Yeah, you don't know what's just up and down and low. Yeah. I couldn't do that.
Nope,
scare the shit out of me.
Nope.
Speaking of shows on Netflix, I watched the first season of The Ranch.
Oh, yeah, I watched that too.
Was it any good?
It was pretty good for a Red State comedy.
It really was pretty good.
It's like clearly like,
was it like
the jokes are like designed to appeal to people who hate Obama and like
yeah, very anti-Obama.
Yeah, but it was good.
Joke structure.
Sam Neill was great in it. Sam Neill.
Not Sam Neill. Shit, my mom's in love with him. Sam Neill's the guy from Jurassic Park.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I know it's you're
talking awesome about. He was on it.
It's the dude from Roadhouse, the old guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, my mom's talked about wanting to bone him for the last 50 years.
Yeah, there's
Patrick Swayze.
No. I think it's Sam.
The super old weathered looking guy with white hair. Sam something. Sam O.
God.
It's not O because that's Irish and he's not Irish.
This is gonna kill me. But Sam, it's Ashton Kutcher.
Is it Sam McNeil?
Sam, that doesn't sound right either. Anyway, it's that dude, Ashton Kutcher.
Is his name Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott, there
Sam
you go.
Sam Elliott,
yes,
there you go.
Thank you.
It's a guy from Lonesome Dove, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Ashton Kutcher and Danny Masterson and Deborah
Winger.
Do you
think when nobody's around, your mom just watches Lonesome Dove?
My parents, like, anytime he comes on TV, my mom's like, he's my free pass. He is. 46 years and I'd dump you in a second, Michael.
She watched a lot of Lonesome Dove. Yeah. Nobody's home.
She even asked me about it. She's like, he's on that show on Netflix, right? And he's like, yeah, your Netflix is on our TV. I was like, yeah. And he's like, what do I do to watch it? I was like, just hit that black remote and it'll come on.
She watched it right yeah. Man.
You see him in his underwear and everything, so I'm sure she did.
There's that one scene where he just, like, yeah, comes out in his tidy whities.
Yeah. They, like they have some very strategic use of the F word in that show.
It's weird watching a multi-camera sitcom where they, like, cuss, like, liberally. Yeah. Like, it's just strange because you're used to them being, like, super corny. And the jokes are, like, pretty adult.
The only thing that was very withdrawing from the show itself was Ashton Kutcher's changing hillbilly accent. It changed by episode of how strong and weak it was.
Yeah. I thought Ashton Kutcher was a very liberal person.
He. I'm not saying, like, the people, like, involved in it are not liberal, but it's written to appeal to red state people.
Yeah, conservatives. Yeah.
Like,
they talk about the gays.
And Danny Masterson is by far the funniest person on the show.
Who's that again? Is that a guy from
Hyde from That 70s Show?
Oh wow!
Yeah, so it's kind of a reunion That 70s Show in a way.
Is that a Scientology movie on Netflix yet, or is that it's on HBO? Isn't it? Isn't HBO making a Scientology movie that got a lot of like attention?
Oh.
I know that they released a trailer not too long ago.
What was the name of that one? Going Clear is that what you're talking about?
That's on Netflix. A documentary about.
No, there's something that hasn't come out yet because they just released the like trailer like a week ago or whatever. But like HBO got like sued 10,000 times, but they're still making it. They're gonna release it on HBO.
Nice.
Why would they sue HBO? That's just ridiculous.
It's their practice of we don't actually have a lawsuit, but we will just take up all your time by having you have to deal with our lawsuits.
Whatever. HBO has that Game of Thrones money. They can like throw a million lawyers at them.
Yeah.
HBO even has stuff that James sells in his store here, so that's how deep they roll.
I lived on 4th Street, like on 4th and Plum in the lofts there when I worked downtown, and they used to have the Church of Scientology on 4th Street, so I'd walk past it every day, and dude, there's just some, like I know like it's a, like a thing to be like Church of Scientology, like super creepy, blah, blah, blah. But it is. Like, I walked past there one night, and it was, like, 2 in the morning, and I walked past, because I always walk past it, and the lights are, like, off. And I, like, walk past it, and then I stop, and I'm, like, go back, like, step back and look inside. There's just a guy in a chair in the center of the room, sitting there, just looking, like, out the window.
Oh,
no lights on, just sitting there, and I was, like,
that'd be terrifying.
What the fuck? Should I just keep on going?
They always hold a – there's a big one out in Florence on the corner of U.S. 25 and U.S. 42, and they always hold, like, giant rallies and very weird festivals and stuff that they invite people to come to. We should crash one time as a group. Go record a podcast out there.
Get a free personality test.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Every fucking day. I was like, what's it going to take?
Probably wouldn't let us bring the recorder in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had that thing where, like, Vice, like, snuck a – like, they had a guy.
Yeah.
And they like snuck a camera in to do like the orientation because he got like into the first level or whatever. Some crazy shit.
I like the South Park where they all go Scientology and get their head shaved with David Blaine and stuff.
Is David Blaine a Scientologist?
I don't know, but he does. He is in the show and he's doing magic in front of all of them. And apparently he gets his magic like no, divine.
You're getting two episodes missed. Oh, am I? There's a Scientology episode and then there's the David Blaine cult episode.
Cult episode. Okay, never mind then. Sorry.
It's like David Blaine is a cult leader and they all go drown themselves in a reflector pool in front of the Washington Memorial. And they're like, it's actually a lot shallower than we thought it would be. So you're going to have to do work a little harder at it, but just follow my lead. And the guy's like, just sticks his face in like foot high water. And then he just starts like floating.
I was actually listening to a podcast not too long ago. And I didn't realize how they write South Park is that once a year they rent this cabin and like five people go to the cabin. Cause who's the guy that, he's a comedian. He's on SNL. He's in that movie Skeleton Key or whatever. It was on Netflix recently.
Bill Hader?
Yeah, Bill Hader.
Skeleton Twins.
But Bill Hader evidently like went to one of the first ones and then he goes back every year. And that's their whole writing is like they have 4 days. And he said they just like get fucked up and then they write down hilarious ideas and then they take those ideas back and write scripts out of them. It's like called the South Park Retreat.
It's awesome. They just invite like a bunch of comedians or?
It's like the same five people over the past 10 years. But okay. Like Bill Hader went like one of the very first ones and just keeps getting invited back. So they pay him. So
there you go. Yeah.
That's awesome. Your Netflix subscription is going to be going up to $10 a month.
I think mine's $8, so that's not too bad.
Yep.
If it pays for Iron Fist, then I'm cool.
I just talked my wife into getting Hulu, though. She's going to be pissed.
$2 more?
So now we have Hulu, Amazon Prime, and Netflix.
Oh, geez.
She thinks that's excessive.
Well, I have all three of those. Do you have cable?
No.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I told her Amazon Prime doesn't count because the shipping, free shipping pays for that. And
easily.
I would never get Amazon just for its video. Like, there's like three things I want to watch on there.
Batman series, because that's the only thing I watch on there.
Yeah. I like Mozart in the Jungle.
Mozart in the Jungle is pretty good.
That's about it. I can't think of anything else.
Every year they have that season where they do the Amazon, what are they called? The
Amazon pilot season?
Yeah, pilots. And some of those shows are always so good, but none of them get made, and it pisses me off. Like, they had the one with Jason Lee and the one about the gun-making family. They had that pilot this past year that was really good. They didn't make that one. They had the one last year with, like, Adrian Pazdar about the alien invasion. Didn't make that one. They give out, like, one 90-minute episode, depending on...
They did Man in the High Castle.
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet. I heard it's really good.
So if they'd made these other shows and they'd been really good, would you have watched
them? Yeah.
I heard they're really good. I haven't watched them.
I
have a list at home of stuff I have to watch in order.
But I would like these other shows.
What's at the top of the list right now?
Top of the list right now is...
Expedition Unknown?
No, maybe. I'll have to check and see if I put it to the top.
Is that on Amazon Prime or Netflix?
That's on Netflix.
Or Hulu?
Netflix.
Okay.
What's the top of the list?
Expedition Unknown is on Netflix. Destination Truth is on Hulu Plus.
What?
Both okay. Fantastic game.
How did they do it? Like, I guess he just made a different deal.
One was for Destination Truth was for Discovery Channel, and Expedition Unknown was for Travel Channel.
Yeah, I've been the thing I have to catch up on next is Flash, Green Arrow, and Scorpion.
Don't even watch those. Those are all terrible.
I love Flash and Green Arrow.
Watch Man in the High Castle before you watch those.
Have you ever seen the show Highlander with Adrian Paul?
I did not like that show when I was younger.
What's that Defenders of the Universe show?
I don't watch that one anymore. Shit. Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow. Yeah, it's Defenders. Yeah.
Defenders of the Universe.
That was that cartoon back in the day.
Yeah, it's like all the superheroes that don't care about, basically.
Oh, man. Me and Charlie, almost on like a semi-daily basis, watch New Avengers Heroes of Tomorrow, the animated one with the kids.
Oh, really? Is that good?
Oh, it's very good. It's it takes place it's in the future. Ultron has killed everyone, like all the heroes. And Tony Stark is hiding all the heroes' children in Antarctica in like a makeshift base that Ultron doesn't know exists. And Tony Stark's all old and gray.
Huh.
And the kids find out that the world they live in is not the world, it's just like a
computer simulation. Yeah,
the computer simulation. And they go back to New York City and and come to find out, like, all, like, the people that are on the street, Clint Barton's son is running the street urchins, and then Like the Hulk is a really old guy, but he's still alive.
Spoilers ish.
It's like a 7-year-old movie, so eat it.
Sounds good.
It's very good. You and the girls would like it.
Excited for Jungle Book. You gonna take the girls see Jungle Book next week? Looks amazing.
It does look really good.
Nope. Fuck Rudyard Kipling, man. Fucking white asshole.
Oh my god.
What's anyway, that? What's
I'm just kidding. I don't have anything against Rudyard Kipling.
I was gonna say, what's the bad thing about Rudyard Kipling? I don't know if it's some atrocity he committed or something.
He was a slave owner. Probably. I don't know.
I mean, who was? He wasn't part of the. He was a British soldier.
Probably.
Illegal in Britain long before whatever it was in the United States.
I know. I don't have a problem with Rudyard Kipling, but
I'm excited about Captain America.
Winter Soldier looks pretty good.
It does.
Winter Soldier.
Yeah, or not Winter Soldier. Sorry, Civil War.
Civil War.
Yeah. Then, after the travesty that was Batman versus Superman.
The trailers for Suicide Squad are looking really good.
I'll reserve judgment. I'll see it.
Yeah.
Went out to the movies with my dad, and I pointedly did not go see Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
We went and saw a Midnight Special instead.
What's that?
It's a movie about this kid who, like, has these weird powers, like light shoots out of his eyes. And
that sounds
like,
awesome. Sounds
he gets worshipped by this cult, and they have this belief that whoever is with the kid will, on a certain date, will survive the end of the world. And so, like, these people keep kidnapping him, and it actually wasn't very good. It was really, really boring. It sounds really exciting.
Where'd
but,
you see that?
Newport on the Levee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was just, it was a really slowly paced movie, and, like, wasn't really emotionally invested in any of the characters.
Yeah.
So that didn't, like, carry me through the slow pacing, and, like, very little happens.
Yeah, that's fair. I feel like I saw a good movie recently, but I don't remember what it was. So
I almost watched 22 Cloverfield Lane this over the weekend.
Oh, that movie was great.
Yeah.
I wanted to go see that, but my dad didn't, so.
Yeah, it would have been a much better movie.
Mm. Still interested in how it connects to Cloverfield.
Well, you'll have to watch the movie and find out, man.
I'm sure I will.
What's going on over there, man?
Yeah, I was going to see it on Saturday. There was like a 10:30 showing, and it was like 8 o'clock, and I was like, I'll just go to the store and work on my magic deck for an hour or two, and then I can drive over there. And we just ended up playing Rebellion for 4 hours.
That was a short game of Rebellion, because we won pretty quickly.
They weren't even, like, close.
No.
Who'd you play?
Matt and Anthony. Nice. They keep trying this shitty... I hope Matt's listening to this. They keep trying this shitty... There's a new board game that came out last week. It's called Star Wars Rebellion. It's where one person... It's actually based on the old video game Star Wars Rebellion. But one group of people plays the Rebels, and they have a hidden Rebel base in the galaxy, and their people are the Empire, and you try to find their base. If you find their base before the Rebels can pull off enough like secret ops missions, you win the game. And they have this... they're trying out this strategy where they just attack the Empire like face front, like balls deep. And it just keeps losing.
Yeah, the way,
it's a horrible strategy.
The way the game is set up,
they get so butthurt.
The Empire
say it's a
has
strategy.
Significantly more resources in terms of combat at the beginning, but they have to split up their forces a little bit more to search for the Rebel base. Whereas the Rebels have a much smaller fleet and army, but they concentrate all their forces in one planet. So they've been there. There's like the two fields of thought right now is like Rebels either just run away and hide until they're able to pull off the missions, but Matt and Anthony have been trying to pull off this thing where they take their small ragtag band of Rebels and attack the smaller Imperial armies one at a time and deny them resources and try to build up an army that can hold out while they finish off the rest of the missions.
Right, the Viet Cong strategy.
But our strategy is just ignore them and
find the
jump
base.
Around the planets till we find their base.
Because all that's required of the Empire is to kill all Rebel units inside the Rebel base, and then we win.
Yeah. So, and we won twice in a row. But they still claim that that's the best strategy. I don't know how the best strategy, guys, is a strategy that ever wins you the game. But anyway.
Beef.
Speaking of Sam Elliott, beef, it's what's for dinner. He's that guy.
Oh, that was him?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
It's what's for dinner. Dude, you probably say that to your mom and it's just like, panties drop. That's probably what your dad says. He just comes in, beef, it's what's for dinner. What's your mom's name?
Her name is Bridget.
Yeah.
Bridget. Do the voice again, Mr. Ishmael.
So what's for dinner? Does your mom listen to this podcast?
She does, actually.
Oh, man. Yep, she listens and posts it every week.
Will you write Sam Elliott an email and see if he'll do a custom
recording?
Yeah, for your mom's birthday, man. Bridget, beef. It's what's for dinner. Has the little song.
He's not looking good, though.
Nah, he's looking pretty rough.
Like, isn't he like 200 years old?
He's like 70-something.
He's probably got lung cancer.
Yeah. The show is kind of dark, so there's a couple of scenes at the end where it's really light, and like you don't realize how fucked up he looks till the end of the... Anyway.
The little twist up at the end was kind of... Didn't see that coming. It was good, though.
Nope. So, what else, guys? We don't have a movie. Should we pick a movie for next time?
Jungle Book. The new one.
The new one? I can't promise I'm going to get out to see a new movie before then.
What about the one you mentioned? The Fountain?
I mean, it's not very, like, funny movie.
Oh,
no. There's actually zero comedy. It's about a guy whose wife dies of cancer. And
Might as well just watch Philadelphia then.
Is that the one where Tom Hanks gets AIDS and dies?
Yeah. Yes.
That is kind of funny. Watch that. Let's watch Cloud Atlas.
Oh, God. Did you like see that movie recently? Because you were just quoting it like yesterday to Allie for some reason. You
give it the tro-tro.
You speak the tro-tro.
You speak the tro-tro. That was actually just me quoting Rick and Morty, quoting that episode where...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where his dad is like a movie star
in an alternate universe, and he stars in Cloud Atlas.
Yeah. It's like, I give you the tro-tro. I actually liked Cloud Atlas. I don't know if I actually liked that movie and enjoyed it.
I haven't seen it.
I may have recut it to cut out the entire like post-apocalyptic part.
That's the one where Halle Berry and Tom Hanks play various roles throughout time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they're like, there's some like weird, like, it becomes like some high fantasy world in the future where everybody's like barbarians, but then there's like sci-fi people and then they speak of the true truth. Have you guys never seen it?
No,
I've never seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. There we go.
Cloud Atlas.
Yeah.
Where's it? Where can we see it at? Is it streaming anywhere? Am I going to have to?
Yeah,
it's like a 3-year-old movie, isn't it?
I can't steal movies anymore.
Why not?
Because I can't. I can't risk having my internet go down.
Have you been warned?
Yeah, I've been warned like 3 times.
Oh,
like, they're definitely watching me.
I've never been warned.
Definitely
on
a list of some
kind.
Do
not use like a VPN blocker.
No, I did, but we have like roommates all the time that don't do that shit. So
we'll just do that.
They know not to do that.
Well, just you use a VPN and steal a movie. Do it at work.
Nah. I can't
if it's
do
on
that at work.
Netflix.
There's no way it would work at work.
It's Cloud Atlas on Netflix.
They definitely have that shit blocked at work.
Can you just use Danny's weird site?
I never got an invite.
I have to figure. I only got one free invite, and I gave it to Ish. If I want to get more invites, I have to encode videos for them and post them to the website.
I've got Dragon Wars already encoded. I can give that to you. It's the Rift Tracks version.
I've never looked up how to do it.
Well, I mean, I've done it already. I can give it to you.
Yeah,
like that's a file on a.
But I think it's like it has to be something you have. They have like a list of movies they need encoded for them, and then you have to like do it. And then
you just can't encode your home movie.
Well, check and see if Dragon Wars is on there.
All right, I will.
It's a shitty movie. I doubt anybody's gotten around to it. Have you guys ever seen Dragon Wars?
No.
No, we should do that sometime.
What's the movie with Christian Bale that's the future where there's dragons?
Oh, shit.
It's like, they found dragons?
Dragonheart?
No,
that's a Sean Connery.
Oh, okay.
Sean Connery. Yeah.
Dragonheart.
That's the one.
Dragon.
I want to say like Fire Down Below or something, but it's not that. Like,
Rain of Fire.
Rain of Fire.
There you go.
Isn't Fire Down Below a
Steven Seagal movie? It's a Steven Seagal movie that takes place in Kentucky.
Well, how does your mom feel about Steven Seagal?
Indifferent.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Nah.
He's probably kind of chubby for her. Steven Seagal is now. I mean, she likes Sam Neill. Sam Neill, right? Is that Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott.
I'm going to confuse them for the rest of my life.
Sam Neill is like pretty pudge these days.
Is he?
I saw him in like the Borgias or whatever. He's kind of, he's no Dr. Shit. What's the character from Jurassic Park?
Dr. Grant.
Yeah, he's no Dr. Grant.
The svelte Dr. Grant.
Yep, Dr. Grant.
So have you found any movies? Is that what you're
I'm
doing
not
now?
I'm looking at it right now.
You had one job.
Boop, boop. We about to get out of here. I got to go to bed.
Yeah, I mean, we got like, anybody check the email recently?
We haven't gotten anything besides people following us on Twitter lately.
Yeah, those are probably just Twitter bots, though.
Yep, probably.
I can hate those things. Fill me with a false sense of joy.
It's like Joey David Sega is now following you on Twitter. I'm like, yep, that guy is real. That's for sure.
Oh, well, I have to start like advertising the show again.
Yeah, we've...
How many downloads did we get last week? Like 2?
Yeah, I haven't checked. It's been pretty bad lately. The nothing worse for a podcast than having irregular episodes.
Yeah.
3 episodes in 2 months.
Yeah.
Maybe we can move days. Maybe we move days. Maybe we move to Sunday.
Sunday, I can't do Sundays.
That was the original day, though. Remember that?
I know.
That was wild.
OG day. Because it's really hard for me to have energy on any day that I'm here all day, which is every day, except for Sunday.
Yeah. All right, we'll figure that out.
Yep.
All right.
Guys, do you want to do anything special for episode 100?
Yeah. I don't know what, but we should.
We got 3 more episodes. We can announce the next
one. Yeah, it's like 2 years
from
now.
It's like 2 months of planning.
Maybe for 100th episode, we have fucking Adrian Paul. Yeah, I should just write the goddamn email.
You need to go outside his house and refuse to leave until
Highlander
he agrees to be on this podcast.
Special with fucking Adrian Paul.
I think he lives in Europe.
I don't care.
He's got
no excuses.
He's got Skype. Just get him to Skype in for 15 minutes so I can ask him what happens if I cut a Highlander in half vertically. Right down the middle.
You can drive to Indiana for some fucking Game of Thrones tournament. You can go to Europe.
You just write a 5-minute fucking email.
I'll think about it.
No, you won't. No.
You won't. He doesn't care. Fuck.
We'll do something for special for episode.
What, will we?
What are we going to do?
We're
going to come in and forget about it. That's what we're going to do.
We're going to be like, what is episode 99?
Oh, shit, is it episode 100
already? Oh, shit, it's 100.
Well. All right. Well, contact us at NintendoDreamcastPodcast@gmail.com. Even though I know nobody listening is ever going to do that.
Now, I know people listen because they tell me all the time that they listen, so they need to get off their ass and send an email.
Those fuckers are lying to you. And
send an email to Adrian Paul.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, send an email to Adrian Paul. Tell him.
Actually, if somebody sends an email to Adrian Paul and copy us at NintendoDreamcast@gmail.com, you can have Ish's spot on the podcast for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, I mean, even if you live in Europe, I'll figure out a way to Skype you in.
You Skype in.
We can't Skype
you're
James
in
from Georgia. Remember the episode where you tried to Skype him in from Georgia when he was drunk?
That was Charleston.
Charleston, yeah.
It worked, didn't it?
No, we had to call you on you had to call on the phone.
Yeah,
I had to put the microphone on the
That's
phone.
Right. That worked.
It was pretty funny.
All right, but yes, if you would like a permanent seat in this podcast.
If all 70 of our regular listeners wrote Adrian Paul an email,
yeah,
we could probably deceive him into thinking we had way more listeners,
yes,
and he would come on the show.
Or, you know, just somebody from the podcast would email him that said they would.
All right. Come to our Facebook page, Nintendo Dreamcast.
Facebook.com/Nintendo Dreamcast.
Yeah, I figured, you know, they would go to Facebook.
On Twitter at Nintendo Dcast. All about that D.
All right.
No trouble.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.